It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh is continually held up as a model of urban reinvention. Every month, a new accolade is heaped on the city, praising its livability, eds and meds culture, and technology. So how do you make a good thing better? This week, a cross-section of educators, innovators, visionaries, students, and residents are gathering to reimagine the city's future. Joining us with a preview of Opt 412 is former Pittsburgh mayor, now a city management consultant, Tom Murphy. He's with the Urban Land Institute now. Tom Murphy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good morning. How are you? Actually, it's good afternoon where you are, right?
Yes, we are at 12:31:33, or if you're listening to this on the rebroadcast, 8:31:38.
Okay, I'm in Reno, Nevada, so.
Lucky you. All right, well, thank you for taking the time to be with us, Mayor Murphy. And also with us is Scott Roller. He's Senior Management of Communications for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, Scott.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And Scott, let's begin with you. What is the Opt 412 event taking place this week? What is the goal of the event?
Sure. Opt 412 is a one-afternoon gathering of some of our region and some of our nation's most forward-thinking, creative minds, all gathering in Pittsburgh to talk about what the most optimized version of our city's future looks like. It's going to be a lot of great ideas and a great chance for everyone attending to actually communicate and talk, ask questions, get ideas out there, and get their dreams as part of what this vision is going to look like.
And speaking of questions, if you have one, 412-246-2002 is the number to call to join our conversation. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM, on Twitter at ESSPGH. Mayor Murphy, what do you think when you see Pittsburgh held up as a model of reinvention?
Well, I'm actually very proud that we are considered a success story, but I don't think we should let it go to our heads. I think there's a lot more to do. I have an opportunity with your Urban Land Institute to travel a great deal. I've been in the last year, 38 cities, and Pittsburgh's my favorite, but you know, we're not doing as well in job creation or in other aspects. So we shouldn't be resting on our laurels too much.
And what are some of the other things that you've seen? And maybe these were things you even thought about when you were the mayor of Pittsburgh. What were the things that you thought about that you wanted to perhaps implement down the road that may be coming to fruition now?
Well, I think the whole focus of the city on biking and the outdoors. I mean, we worked very hard to build a lot of riverfront trails at a time when, you know, people didn't see those as something important. And I think so that whole, how do we continue to build on that? But I think the continued focus needs to be on job creation. A recent report shows that we are not doing well in the numbers of jobs. We are, I think, clearly the focus on quality is important, the kind of jobs we're creating, but I think the numbers of jobs and how we're connecting people to those jobs needs to be a focus that is redoubled in Pittsburgh.
And what do you suppose is holding us back? What's the reason for the lack of job growth as you see it?
I think it is several things. I think there is a lot of people that Pittsburgh is still sort of they see it as the old Pittsburgh. I think our relationships with the university, while good, could be even more, be better and be focused on working very closely with them on companies that they are connected through research or other reasons. I think that is particularly demonstrated by what has happened with Carnegie Mellon University, less so by the University of Pittsburgh and the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, which has a much bigger, for example, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center and Pitt get about $800 million to $1 billion a year in research dollars, and Carnegie Mellon gets about $250 million a year in research dollars. And yet you would think it would be reversed given the kind of buzz that is around CMU.
Scott Roller, you are a senior manager of communications for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. clearly, when it comes to opportunities to access the land and the water, this is what people in Pittsburgh want. Are we doing enough to make that available to people, to give them what they want?
Sure. I know with the Parks Conservancy, one of the guiding constructs of every work, every project that we take on is keeping in mind that parks are our city's most democratic space. That's something that we have ingrained in us through our CEO and founder, Meg Cheever, and it's something that we deeply believe in. So every project we do is always based around doing the most amazing, great work that we can do, making the space, the green space, the most beautiful it can be, and also ensuring that it's open and has access by everyone. That's very much a guiding principle for us, and it's one that I think Op 412 is addressing as well, in how do we make sure that this great, amazing, optimized version of Pittsburgh's future, how does that vision ensure that everyone is included in it?
What is your vision for Pittsburgh's future? What are the things that you want to see? What do you appreciate that is there now? And what is perhaps something that does not exist that you would like to see incorporated into our city's vision of the future? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. We'd love to have your input in the next few minutes that we have with our guests, former Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy and Scott Roller, who is Senior Manager of Communications for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Again, the number 412-246-2002. Email esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter. Many people tweet at us. You can do the same at esspgh. That's your tweets to esspgh. The praise Pittsburgh receives, gentlemen, does not come without criticism. The city lags in diversity. There are many who feel that this is only a livable city for those who are white, wealthy, and highly educated. So how do we make sure, how do you make sure the vision for the future is inclusive for everyone? And I'll start with Mayor Murphy on that one.
So I find your comment a little bit ironic, because not 20 years ago, Pittsburgh was seen as a city where no young person would want to live. We were the second oldest county in the country, and thousands of people were leaving Pittsburgh every year, young people. I think we ought to say we've reversed that. I think what your comment, though, is absolutely correct, is that it's uneven in how it's been spread out. And I think there are three really tactics, Marcus, that we need to look at. One is continuing to create jobs, which I commented about earlier, and in all different kinds of jobs. But I think the second is in a very focused effort to connect people to those jobs. So for example, when we worked with PNC Bank to have their operations center located down on Grand Street, and that could have been out in the suburbs, we worked very hard. We built a subway stop. We put a garage in for them. We also connected their employment recruitment through our personnel office into what is Oak Hill and some of the other public housing communities to help connect residents of public housing into the job opportunities that we created. The same with Home Depot and Whole Foods in East Liberty. When we worked with them to locate there, Whole Foods, for example, when they opened, 80% of their workforce came from the surrounding neighborhood. So I think very clearly connecting people to that. The third piece is the way families traditionally create wealth in their family is owning a home, and I think that we've lost focus in that through the recession. But I think that continues to be a very important piece of where the city ought to focus of helping modest income people get an opportunity to buy a house, because buying a house creates wealth for people, and it's something that we as a city can focus on to help people understand what it means to buy a house, help them with their credit, and position them so that they can buy that house, and that hopefully will create wealth for them over generations.
Scott Roller, I want to let you address that as well. The notion that there needs to be, that the city needs to make itself more inclusive for everyone.
Sure. I know with the Parks Conservancy, our work in our four regional parks, Frick, Highland, Riverview, and Schenley Park, certainly there are a host of diverse neighborhoods around the borders of those parks, but also we've made an effort in the last couple of years to make sure that we're actually getting our work in partnership with the City of Pittsburgh out and doing work in community and neighborhood parks as well. So also kind of taking our work and trying to bring amazing, beautiful green space and healthy, vibrant spaces to neighborhoods that need them that might not necessarily be right close by to one of our regional parks.
412-246-2002 to join the conversation with our guests. Again, former Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy with us and Scott Roller, Senior Manager of Communications for the City of Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Let's go to Miguel in Squirrel Hill. Hi, Miguel. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just had a quick comment and also a slight question to see what you guys thought. Just wondering if the city has any plan to really connect more with the local suburbs, make those local suburbs a little more bike friendly for people to be able to access and work in the city.
Okay, so gentlemen, I'll let either of you address that. What about connecting, having more effective connections with the suburbs in the city of Pittsburgh?
Sure, it ties
well,
in.
Go ahead, Tom. I'll jump in and say when we were building the trails, that was always a challenge. So if you were on the South Side Trail, we did a partnership with Baldwin Borough right at Vex Run Road, if you know the South End Trail, right up from where the eagles are nesting. And we had to do a memorandum of agreement. Our city crew built a bike trail through the South Side, but we needed to partner with Baldwin. And then as you go further out, of course, you go through probably 10 other municipalities as you make your way through McKeesport on the trail to Washington. And so that, I think that conversation is one that it requires the county and the city to continue to have with local governments. Some local governments, I think, get the opportunity that to have a trail in their community as an asset. Others don't see it as an asset, just see it as a liability that's going to bring more people in. Somehow think that people that ride bikes cause crime and so don't necessarily want those trails. So I think the opportunity in Pittsburgh, if there's the community will to connect the trail into the Montour Trail and up the Allegheny River all the way to Erie and west through Ohio, all exists for us. And I think it really is the community will. So I'm glad Miguel and others have an interest in wanting to push people to do that, because that, I think, creates a really valuable quality of life piece to Pittsburgh.
Thank you for that call, Miguel. 412-246-2002. Let's go to Ken in Bellevue with a question. Hi, Ken. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you very much. I appreciate your interest in this subject. Now, the former caller just was talking about bike trails. I'm a walker. I do a lot of walking in and around the city of Pittsburgh, and I'm concerned about the steps that have been built over the years, the infrastructure of the steps going up the hillsides and the ravines and so forth. And I'm just wondering what the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, if they have anything to do with upgrading of the steps, and if we can hope in the future to have a better quality, because a lot of them are really in disrepair. It's very discouraging for a walkable city to see this.
It's a great point, Ken. I believe there
great
is a
question.
There is a plan for that, I believe. Scott, I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, it's not part of our direct and our projects that we're working on at the moment. We are in talks with and partnering with the Southside Slopes Association in addressing some of those step issues that you're talking about. So we agree with you. It's definitely an asset that we would love to see a number of partnerships form that can help care for them and keep them in good shape, or make them in better shape, I guess.
Mayor Murphy, did you want to chime in on that?
Well, it was a great question, and I wore two hats. One as the mayor of having to maintain those steps, where in often many fewer people used was always a challenge. And the second piece was I agree completely with the caller that they're really an asset for Pittsburgh. And there was an organization, I don't know if it still exists, when I was mayor, that really advocated for and actually organized races on the steps, if you have good knees, to and to sort of highlight what a wonderful asset they are with the city. I would agree with the caller that it is worth the concerted effort to focus on maintaining those steps. I think that not only do they provide some daily access, but they are sort of this wonderful, quirky part of Pittsburgh that we ought to keep.
Yes, they are lovely to look at, and it definitely is a Berg thing for sure. Before we wrap up, I wanted to get, and I think, Scott, you can probably help us with this, just an idea of what's on the agenda, an overview of what's on the agenda for Saturday, and who are some of the great thinkers that you're bringing to the fore.
Sure. And just to let everyone know, it is Saturday, April 9th, at the David Lawrence Hall on the University of Pittsburgh campus, right nearby to Schenley Plaza. And we have a great group of speakers and panelists who are going to be tackling a lot of the subjects that we've touched on today and that our callers have called in about, too. A couple of the kind of the key focus folks would be Paul Graham. He's a Pittsburgh native and a co-founder of Y Combinator. Widely thought to be the most powerful incubator of startups, responsible for Reddit, Dropbox, Airbnb, some of those big names. We have Clara Sieg, another Pittsburgh native and a partner at Revolution Ventures. She was named Forbes Top 30 Under 30 Venture Capitalist, so a big name there. And a lot of incredible regional folks as well. Bill Jenneret, again, Mayor Tom Murphy will be there. And we've got reps from Google, Amazon, Facebook, Uber, a whole list of all those big names. They've all got folks coming to help add their voice. And again, kind of the other component that we talked about is making sure that the other big part of this event is all the attendees adding, talking, raising questions, and giving their dreams and adding their vision to the conversation.
It's Opt 412. It'll take place this Saturday, April 9th at the University of Pittsburgh from 1 to 6 p.m., free and open to the public. I want to thank both of our guests who've joined us to talk about this, former Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy. Mayor Murphy, good to hear your voice and have you involved in the conversation. We'll look forward to seeing you in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Thanks, Marcus. Bye-bye.
Okay. Actually, it's Paul, but he's confusing me with the producer who helped usher him onto the air. Also, Scott Roller, Senior Manager of Communications for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Scott, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, and opt412.org for registration. Thank you.
Coming up, we will talk about the proliferation of coyotes in Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We'll be right back.